Hello?
Hello? Calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Great. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely. Okay. What is your age, please?
Well, I just told you I'm over 18.
I'm sorry? Okay.
I already told you I'm over 18.
Right. No, we just wanted to know exactly what age, but no problem. No problem. If you don't want to share, then no problem. Can you please share your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Same.
Same, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from the list I'll give you. Creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public education, public school education, border security, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Inflation and
inflation, okay.
Can you repeat them?
Creating more jobs, no problem. Creating more jobs and raising wages. Combating division and racism. Oh, the first one. More jobs.
Job wages.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, well, the complete opposite, right? Very cold, unfavorable. 50 would be neutral, but if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Kamala Harris.
She says 100% is favorable and 0% is
right.
Unfavorable?
Zero is exactly. Zero is very unfavorable. 100, very favorable.
80?
An 80. Okay. Alyssa Slotkin. 80 as well. Okay. Hill Harper.
Don't know her.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Don't know him.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
Don't know him.
Okay. And just want to confirm something with you. The last three, you haven't heard of them, or you don't know enough about them? You
haven't heard of them.
All right. Give me one second. Here we go. Cornell West.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Sixty.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Fifty.
I'm sorry, 50 or 60?
50.
50, okay. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay. Last but not least, Mike Rogers.
Haven't heard of him.
Haven't heard of him. All right. Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornell West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay. Give me one second. All right. Just want to let you know we're almost done. We're getting closer towards the end, so I really appreciate your participation so far. Quickly moving on, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, some, or only a little?
Some.
Okay, and has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Neither.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
And a lot, some, or only a little?
A little.
A little, okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Guilty convictions.
I'm sorry, what kind of convictions?
Guilty.
Oh. Conviction. Okay. Thank you. Give me just a second. I don't know what happened there. Okay. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? I'm going to give you a list, and you can choose two. Here we go. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or the lack of quality education opportunities.
I'll just pass that question.
I'm sorry? You want to skip
it? Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the U.S. economy. Who will do a better job? on dealing with that issue?
Biden.
Okay, Biden much better dealing with that or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Donald Trump.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Rising crime and violence.
Biden.
Okay. Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. All right. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system.
Neither.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Trump.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. All right. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Okay. As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
I'm sorry, did you say fair? Is that very or somewhat fair?
Very fair.
Very fair, okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Very well. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often or not at all?
Not often.
Okay, hold on. Not often. All right, follow-up question. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or X, Facebook, TikTok, or something else?
Facebook.
Okay. Do you have a second one?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So these are the last questions. They are for statistical purposes only. I really appreciate your patience so far. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
First year of college.
First year of college. Okay. Are you married, on merit with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Or never?
Every week.
Every week, thank you very much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
Half, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay, one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
And were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Lastly, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Very well. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It means a lot to us. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Bye.